It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's some numbers for you. President Bush says he needs another $46 billion for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. In total, he's asking Congress for more than $196 billion to fund the wars through the end of the current fiscal year, which began on October 1st. If approved, the total price tag for the Iraq war, this is going back now to 2003, the total price tag would exceed $600 billion. Which would make it the second most expensive war in the history of the United States. NPR defense correspondent Guy Raz reports from the Pentagon.
Annual spending for the wars will hit an all-time high in 2008. Part of the reason, say the White House and the Pentagon, is because of the unanticipated costs associated with the so-called surge of additional troops. So yesterday, President Bush, mindful of his detractors in Congress, presented the new budget request as an all-or-nothing proposition.
You know, I often hear that war critics oppose my decisions but still support the troops. Well, I'll take them at their word, and this is a chance for them to show it.
For the past year, the Pentagon's line on defense spending has been simple. It's still way too low. Here's Secretary Robert Gates, for example, back in February.
The amount of money the United States is projected to spend on defense this year is actually a smaller percentage of GDP than when I left government 14 years ago following the end of the Cold War.
And here's Marine Commandant James Conway talking about defense spending in a recent speech.
Right now, we're at something less than 4% of the gross national product.
Now, what Gates and Conway are saying is a bit misleading. U.S. defense spending may only account for 4% of the GDP, but in actual dollar figures, adjusted for inflation, it's higher than it's been at any other time since the Second World War.
We're spending more than the Cold War average at this point, and as far as the high point of the Cold War, yes, we're exceeding that.
This is Christopher Hellman with the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation. He notes that today, defense spending accounts for nearly $700 billion a year, or about a third of the total U.S. federal budget.
We were spending almost $1 trillion a year in 1945, which was really the height of our spending.
A trillion adjusted for in today's dollars.
Right, adjusted in today's dollars. We're now spending almost three-quarters of that.
Now, if you were to take just the money spent on the Iraq War since 2003, and keep in mind this doesn't include total defense spending, just Iraq, your share of the cost is
about $5,500.
That's the figure Greg Speeder has come up with. He's with the National Priorities Project, a group that supports lower defense spending. He notes that total defense spending now costs the average taxpayer about $4,500 a year. Or, to put it in perspective,
it costs the city of Washington, D.C. over $1 million a day every day since the war began.
Which, very soon, will make the Iraq War more expensive than Vietnam. Guy Raz, NPR News, The Pentagon.